You're listening to Midlife State of Mind Podcast, hosted by Erin Beadle, a midlife gal who dishes on all the challenges and opportunities that come with this middle section of your life. Each episode, you'll find yourself going between laughter and tears as she covers all the topics you need to know about midlife.
Welcome back to Midlife State of Mind. I'm your host, Erin Beadle. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode today. Today's episode is one that I have been wanting to record for a while, but I've hesitated for numerous reasons. I feel as though it's opening the proverbial can of worms, but I just decided to get out the can opener and open it today. But before I dive into the actual episode, I want to be sure you guys know that I am not currently, nor I have ever been, a licensed family and marriage counselor. So any of the advice that I share today, I have gleaned from my own experience as being a person who has been in a long-term committed relationship. One of the things that when I get to know people and they find out that I have been married for almost 34 years, inevitably they always ask me is like, oh my gosh, what is the secret to marriage? And my answer is always the same. I never waver. I say, there is no secret. I wish there was, because I could maybe bottle it up and sell it and make a lot of money. If any of you listening have been in a long-term committed relationship, whether it's a marriage or a partnership, a domestic partnership, you know that long-term relationships can be very challenging. When you bring together two different people that have had entirely different upbringings, it can be at best challenging, and at worst, it can be really darn hard. I know that for me, when my husband and I married, we had to really get clear on what our expectations were, what our parenting styles were going to be like, our get on the same page as far as money, all of the important things about intimacy. So it's no surprise that the divorce rate is close to 50%. Or more for first-time marriages. So after being asked that question, what is the secret to marriage? I've done a lot of thinking on it, and I've decided to share, based on my own experience in a long-term marriage, things that I have found to be really important in a relationship. First and foremost, my thoughts are that the most important thing in any relationship, especially a long-term one, is communication. Especially in a marriage or a committed relationship, having really open and strong communication is helpful. I have friends that have often gotten very upset with their significant other because he or she did not read their mind, didn't know what they were thinking, didn't know what they wanted, didn't know what they needed. And I'm always like, listen, can you read their mind? You cannot expect someone, no matter how long you've been together with that person, to be able to read your mind. Now, granted, sometimes people can know preferences and your likes and dislikes, but you really have to be very good about expressing your needs, expressing your desires, so that you can be sure that the other person knows what it is that is important to you. And so you can't leave things unsaid, even when they are very hard to do. And I've done several episodes on having healthy confrontations and how to have healthy disagreements. Just because you're married to somebody or in a long-term relationship doesn't mean you're not going to argue. And I know that there's often that old adage of never go to bed angry. And that has just never been something for me that has sat well, because I'm a person that needs a lot of time to process something. And so it's not necessarily that I go to bed angry, but maybe I won't go to bed with something resolved because I need to like think it over. I'm a slow processor. And then the second thing that I think is really important is that you have to have mutual respect and consideration for your partner. You have to always be able to consider their needs. You need to always have their back. You need someone that is always going to be supportive of you, whether it's through the hard times and through the good times, right? You can't just support somebody during the good times. You have to be willing to support them through the hard times and the challenging times. And then also not being critical of your partner and arguing very fairly, and then always expressing your appreciation to them when they do something for you. All of that kind of falls under the umbrella of this idea of mutual respect and consideration. And then another thing that I think that's really important is forgiveness. If you let past hurt hurts fester within you and you don't practice active forgiveness, you can build up resentment over time. And I feel that resentment is definitely a slippery slope in a relationship. When you start building up that resentment inside of you, and then it's almost like it turns you into a passive aggressive person because you just have this chip on your shoulder about what they're doing and end up, I think, not treating them with respect and consideration because you haven't forgiven them for something, a slight or an argument or something that they did that was hurtful. And forgiveness is hard. Let me tell you, I'm not saying in no way, shape, or form that it's easy to forgive. But there are ways that you can do it. And I think a lot of that goes back to communication, letting them know why it is that you're hurt, letting them know how it is that they did something, and giving them the opportunity to apologize. And then also being able to always apologize when you do the same thing when you've hurt your partner. And then the last thing that I think is really important in a marriage, and granted, this list is not all encompassing, but is connection. And so staying focused on the thing that brought you together. When I've had several friends who've gone through divorces and they just don't love their partner anymore, I'm not in love with, you know, him or her anymore. And I'm like, well, at one point you were. So what was it that attracted you to that person? Because you can get it back. Oftentimes we just get busy in life. You know, we're pursuing careers, we start having children, and sometimes we don't make the effort to stay connected to our partner. And so we have to sometimes think back to, like, what was it that attracted me to this person in the first place? Going back to that kind of like heady days of first love when you just couldn't get enough of them, when you ate, drank, and breathed that person. You know, that is you're never going to recapture that newness, right? Because you've gone through so much together, but you can focus on the things that brought you together in the first place. You know, when you start dating somebody, you're just so anxious to learn everything about them, their likes, their dislikes, their dreams, their aspirations. You want to learn their fears. You just can't learn enough about them. And so one of the things that I have done with my long-term partner, husband, is we always try to have new experiences together. And we are actually going to our first glass blowing class tomorrow. I think I mentioned it in another episode where we're obsessed with a show on Netflix called Blown Away. It's amazing. It's all these glass blowers. They come together and it's a challenge. And each week somebody's eliminated. So we're going to try a glass blowing class. I mean, we may suck at it, but it's going to be a new experience that we're going to experience together for the first time. So trying to keep that spark alive and always just trying to find a way to connect with your partner is, I think, a really good practice in any long-term relationship. But the important thing I think to keep in mind is that ultimately, every relationship is unique, and what works for your friend or your sister or your brother or work for your mom and dad, it's not necessarily going to work for you. And so you're going to have to find what works for you. I have friends who have separate bedrooms in their marriage because one spouse moves a lot, one spouse snores a lot, one spouse stays up late, one spouse gets up early. It works for them. Will it work for everyone? No, but it works for them. Then I have some friends who they take separate vacations from their spouse because maybe they spend a lot of time together and they decide that, hey, I want to go off, you know, either maybe do a trip with friends or solo travel, and that works for them, but it won't work for everyone. So I think that when you really just ultimately come back to that idea of having really good communication, all the other things kind of fall into line, because when you are communicating, you're always staying connected, you're practicing forgiveness, and you're doing all of the things that help you stay really in touch with each other. So while I don't have the secret to a long and happy partnership or marriage, but I think if you take some of the things that I share today, it will definitely have a positive impact on any long-term relationship that you have. I'm really grateful for you tuning in to listen today, and I'd love to hear from you any practices that you engage in your long-term partnership. What kind of things do you do to stay connected, to keep the spark alive, and to stay together and live in harmony? You can share your thoughts and experiences with me on Instagram or Facebook, Midlife State of Mind Podcast, or you can go to my website, midlifestateofmindpodcast.com, and you can send me a message there. If you're a new listener to the podcast, I'm really grateful that you found me, and I would love to have you hit the follow button so that you can stay in the loop whenever new episodes drop each week. If there's any episode that is particularly resonated with you. And if you enjoy the content that I create, I would be grateful if you would leave me a rating and a written review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to me on. And then lastly, if you're interested in some additional ways that you can support the podcast, you can take a look at the show notes and you are going to see a list of some of my favorite things. Those products listed are ones that I use all the time and I love, and I would recommend them to any of my friends. And if you do choose to purchase any of the products listed with my links, the podcast earns a small commission that just helps offset the expenses of producing it. My podcast is a place where we can inspire each other to make positive changes and embrace all that midlife has to offer. I'll be back next week with another episode. See you then. Bye.
This has been an E-Squared production.